This is Revive Chicago. Listen and be changed. So, I have two sermons for you today. So, one's really short, and it's odd because I feel like I'm supposed to say it. God woke me up like super early the other morning, and it's just been kind of stirring in me. I feel like I'm supposed to say it, but at the same time, I think it probably applies to maybe 10% of the people in this room even know what I'm going to be talking about, and that's okay because I feel I'm supposed to say it. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, we can get more context later. This is going to be a short little, like, hopefully 7 or 8 minute little talk about something that happened this week. And then I'll move on to, for lack of a better term, the real message. But so that we could call this a little sermonette or something. But there were some events this week kind of in the Christian sphere, and things got stirred up really big on Facebook, Instagram. Everybody was all a Twitter. And some of you got that. You know they're all going to merge, like all those social media companies are going to merge really soon. YouTube bought them all, Twitter and Facebook, and it's going to be called YouTwitface. Oh, okay, you can cut that from the sermonette. But there were some things that got stirred up. There was a big men's conference in Missouri, and some things happened there. Then a bunch of accusations flew. And there was one of the major accusations was that of a Jezebel spirit, okay? And I want to kind of talk about that event without talking about the event. I'm not going to go into all of the details and the rights or wrongs because I don't think that's particularly useful. But I wanted to say today that there, according in the Bible, it never mentions, not once, a Jezebel spirit. There's no, you can search it. In fact, Tom, if you want to throw up a screenshot, you can search it. There is nowhere in the whole book. You can search it in the Greek. You can search it in the Hebrew. Nowhere does it mention a Jezebel spirit. There's no teaching about a Jezebel spirit. There's, we got a close up. There's no resemblance of a teaching about a Jezebel spirit. Now, I'm not saying there's not a Jezebel spirit, but the Bible doesn't tell us that there's one. And I think it's really important within Christianity that we major on what God majors on and we minor on what he minors on. And if we make a huge issue that causes division and arguments in the church, my Facebook feed, and I don't even get on there very often, is full of people who are both believers arguing about this. Not whether or not there's a Jezebel spirit, they're arguing about the event itself. And I'm sitting here looking at everything going on and all of the discussion and going, but the Bible doesn't even talk about this. There's this huge accusation being leveled that somebody was walking in a Jezebel spirit, and according to the Bible, there's not even one. That's a big deal. And so I want to point that out, first of all, and say to beware of disqualified ministers who want to get social clout and sell books. It's a stunt. We all often say, fake news, and then we fall for it, even in Christianity. The headlines that you saw this week were fake news, because there's no biblical thing that talks about a Jezebel spirit. There's nowhere in the Bible that warns us against a Jezebel spirit. So why are preachers getting up and saying, hey, this was a Jezebel spirit? You want to know why? Because that minister is about to release a book called The Jezebel Spirit. He's also a disqualified minister who was removed from leadership from the church he started. Okay? And I'm not saying that everything he says or does is bad. I'm saying you should take what he says with a grain of salt, because if he was disqualified from leadership from the church that he started, then that's a red flag, okay? Beware of articles that suggest a sword-swallowing act is somehow demonic. Beware of people who think any poll isn't a share-a-poll. Otherwise, we shouldn't be talking on telephones because they're hung up on Asherah poles all across the country. Beware of Christians and Christian leaders who don't hesitate to destroy the reputation of a fellow believer and bring up their past just to make themselves look good. The guy at the center of all of this controversy is a believer. And they destroyed his reputation. He's been a Christian for over 10 years. Now, he's not our brand of Christian. He's Eastern Orthodox, but he's still a Christian. Why would we destroy his reputation and bring up his past, which he has a sordid past, but we all have a past. That's the whole point of becoming a Christian, is you get free of your past. So why, as Christians, are we labeling other Christians by their past? I wouldn't want that done to me. You wouldn't want that done to you. So now we've got headlines all across the country arguing about something and making this young man out to be a terrible person. Don't claim to be against fake news and then fall for the sound bites and the low to no context headlines that are designed just to stir you up. Be careful. Beware. Beware of your own heart getting pulled into arguments with other believers that cause you to question their salvation or to question their discernment. Because now you're delving into an area that the Bible does address. The Bible doesn't talk about a Jezebel spirit, but the Bible does talk about gossip. The Bible does talk about slander. The Bible does talk about those things, and that's what's been happening all across Christianity and all across the social media. It's crazy to me that people are jumping on this bandwagon, jumping down people's throat, arguing with other believers about the context of something, and we can all probably agree that some of the content was questionable. I'm not standing up for what happened. I'm saying how we go about it, how we approach it, and how we discuss it with other believers is what's important. And spreading gossip and rumors and headlines that are only full of partial truths is not Christian. So there may be a Jezebel spirit. I don't know how we know that if the Bible doesn't tell us about it. Maybe somebody in a demonic deliverance had an experience with a Jezebel spirit, but I don't know why we would believe a demon who claims to have a certain name, questionable because they're known to be liars. Okay, even if there is a Jezebel spirit, it's not taught in the Bible. The Bible warns us against literally hundreds of things. This is not one of them. So take heed of what the Bible says. Remember, to major on what the Bible rebukes, corrects, and trains us in. Right? 2 Timothy 3:16 says that all scripture is God-breathed, useful for rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. That's what the Word of God is for. And if the Word of God is not addressing something or not making a big deal out of something, we should be careful. Right? Are there still warnings? Are there things in our lives that we deal with that aren't addressed in the Bible? Of course. The Bible's 2,000 years old. There's things that you guys, the Bible doesn't tell us how to get on Facebook. The Bible doesn't tell us whether or not to be on Facebook. The Bible doesn't tell us about Twitter. The Bible doesn't talk about those things. So we derive our principles for our life from what the Word says. And this is where you have to be discerning. This is where you choose not to participate in gossip. You choose not to participate in slander. Be careful what you share. Be careful what you go ranting at somebody else about. Be careful. Tread carefully regarding the things it's silent about. Okay? Just because it's silent on something doesn't mean it can't be addressed. But writing books called the Jezebel Spirit, preaching teachings about the Jezebel Spirit, to me, you have to use a lot of stuff that's not in the Bible to make a coherent teaching. Is there a historical person named Jezebel? Was she a wicked, evil person? Are there people who emulate her? Absolutely. But that doesn't mean that there's some floating spirit called Jezebel that you got to be worried about. Does that make sense? There are literally dozens and dozens of books about the spirit of Jezebel. And often I find it's used out of context to manipulate women and make them feel bad for how they dress or somehow being a seductress. Women, it's not your job, it's my job to keep my eyes in check. It's the guy's job to keep their eyes in check. Now, should you still dress modest? The Bible talks about dressing modestly. But it's my job as a Christian man to deal with my lust, right? That's what Jesus teaches, right? He doesn't say, if your eye causes you to sin, go tell the woman to put clothes on. He says, if your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out. There's always been personal responsibility in the word, right? So we don't get to just go blaming women for our issues. You deal with your issues, men. Like, even just looking, I went and looked it up. I was like, I want to see just a cursory view of how many books there are. And there's dozens and dozens of books about the spirit of Jezebel, the Jezebel spirit, whatever. And a lot of them had a picture of a woman on the cover, as if it's somehow a woman. As if it's somehow, by existing, you're a temptress. There was even one of them called Jezebelian. As if just by being female, you're rebellious and maybe some witchcraft or something. Like, and I want to caution us as a church about this kind of thing, because it's easy to get caught up in. Okay? Are there demonic spirits? Absolutely. Do we need to be careful? Do we need to cast them out? Do we as Christians have authority over them? Absolutely. But we need to be careful about putting labels on things, putting labels on people, putting labels on women, and calling them Jezebels when the Bible doesn't even talk about that. The closest passage that you have that talks about this is a passage in Revelation that's talking about a very specific historical instance where a woman was in manipulative leadership of the church that she was not given. That's it. It's the closest. And it still doesn't call it a spirit. It's talking about a very particular person. Okay? So, that's my little sermonette. I felt like I needed to share that. I felt like I needed to declare that. I'm going to kind of debate whether I want it to even be out there on the internet because I feel like it just adds more to the arguments, people debating, and I don't want to participate in a bunch of arguments, but I want a congregation to be warned. I want our congregation to be careful not to get caught up in these arguments. So take that for what it is. If you're lost and you're like, I don't even know what he's talking about, good. That means that you haven't been pulled into the arguments. Kudos to you. Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for listening today. Now it's time to put your faith into action by applying this word to your life. If you'd like help taking your next steps with Jesus, contact us at revivechicago.church.